From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. It was 61 years ago today that nuclear testing began on the Nevada test site, as many residents of Salt Lake City and more rural areas like Kane County know too well. That's why local leaders are marking a National Day of Remembrance for victims of nuclear weapons testing, which was designated by the U.S. Senate to commemorate the lives of downwinders, those who were exposed to the radiation. Local resident Mary Dixon is one of them. She shared her downwinder story with me this morning.
I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer in 1985, which is one of the diseases that they say almost certainly is a result of exposure to radiation from fallout. That kind of changed everything for me. And then when my sister died of an autoimmune disease, that kind of turned me into an activist for this issue so that we could have justice for the people who had been affected, and we could make sure it never happened again.
And I believe that at the time you were diagnosed, you did not make the connection. You didn't realize that you yourself were a downwinder?
Right, because I'd been writing about these things. And so I didn't make that connection at all until it was someone else who'd been doing research, and I was interviewing her, and she asked me about, you know, I said, oh, I had thyroid cancer. And she kind of stopped and started interviewing me. And she just said, you're a downwinder. I said, no. I grew up in Salt Lake. And she said, oh, you people are so naive. Do you think it stopped at the borders of certain counties? She said it went everywhere. And she showed me the map that showed everywhere the fallout went. And Utah's almost blacked out. The Midwest is blacked out. It goes all the way to the East Coast.
And so you've written a play that's been performed locally called Exposed. Tell me about the other kind of work you've been doing in this community and the advocacy work you've been doing since you discovered that you were a downwinder.
Okay. A lot of it is just talking with other downwinders. And I have so many people now calling me to tell their stories. I just got emails this morning, a woman telling me about her mother who was certainly a downwinder, and she thinks her own health issues are related to her exposure to fallout. I mean, I hear so many stories from people that are absolutely heartbreaking. And it makes me feel like, okay, I'm a lucky one because I'm still healthy. So I feel because I am still healthy, it's kind of a major responsibility for me to get the word out. It shocks me how many people in Utah even don't really know the full story. They don't really understand what happened. They don't realize how far-reaching the effects of fallout were. They don't realize that people are still getting sick from exposure decades ago.
What do you hope comes out of today's Day of Remembrance, Mary, whether it's just on the community level or all the way up to the federal level?
Well, I have to say, it's great that the U.S. Senate passed a resolution making this a Day of Remembrance. It's also wonderful that our local officials have done the same thing. But more than proclamations, they're very important, by the way, but more than proclamations, I think we have to take action. We have to make sure that justice is applied fairly. Right now, compensation is limited to like 10 rural Utah counties and some counties in Nevada and Arizona, when we know that all of Utah was affected and that most western states were affected. So I would hope we use this as a chance to push for the expansion of compensation throughout the West. I would also hope that we use this as a great opportunity to say, let's really honor those who have died, those who have given their lives, by making sure that testing never, ever resumes. And the only way to do that is with a comprehensive test ban treaty. So I see this as a reminder. While we remember the past, we've got to think about the future. So we should do everything we can to make sure there's justice and to make sure it never happens again.
Is there anything else in particular that you think perhaps the community could be more educated on when it comes to this issue?
Again, I think the community just needs to realize how far-reaching that fallout was. I mean, studies have shown that. They've shown that every county in the continental U.S. got some level of radiation from the fallout. They've shown that. They have. You've had groups in Congress even say, the counties right now that are covered for compensation often got less fallout than some of the counties that aren't eligible. So those boundaries of who got compensated were incredibly political, and we need to make sure that they're realistic and that they match up with where the fallout really went.
Mary Dixon is a local downwinder, one of many victims of radiation exposure from nuclear testing at the Nevada test site. A candlelight vigil to remember downwinders will be held this afternoon at 5:30 p.m. at the Episcopal Church Center of Utah at 75 South, 200 East in Salt Lake City. I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.